Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. This shir should be a schus for Rabbi David Shukra Ala ben Rachel, and for Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and for Rabbi Shimon ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachaleya, and for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and for Rabbi Daniel Simcha ben Chaberezo, leishalal avracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'ase yideihem. We're learning the sugya of Geta Nesurei Hana in the Gemara in Gittin, and Afchof. Says the Gemara, Amr of Chizda, Yachilna lemefsalinu, lekule gite da alma, I could pass all the getin in the world, because they're not written kedin. Amr le Rava, my taima. Rava said, what psul did you find in all the getin? Ilay mishum dechsi v'kasav. If it's because it says v'kasav, that the husband has to write the get and give it to the woman. V'acha ihi kakas v'lay. And here, she's writing it because the rabbis were mitaken that a woman has to pay the sofer who writes the get, and the get is pasul because it doesn't belong to the baal, and that's why he would pasul all the get in the world. Frek the Gemara Nova Dilma Aknuye Akne Le Rabbanon. Maybe Chachamim were makne to the husband, the schar sofer that the woman pays. Midin Hefker based in Hefker, and Memela the get is considered the husband's. Ve'ela Mishum Tichsev V'nosan. It's not because it says V'kosav, and the woman didn't write it. The man didn't write it. The woman did, because we say that the Chachamim were giving the get. It was as if the man wrote it. They gave the schar sofer to the man, so it's his V'kosav. So it must be rather because it says V'nosan, that the husband has to give her something, and there's no nesina less than a shavapruta. Vachaloyav lamida midi, and here he's not giving her anything, because the paper on which they write the get is not worth a shavapruta, so there's no nesina. Gemara's docha, no, dilma, that it says v'nosan, it means nesinas haget. He has to give her a get, and it doesn't mean that he has to give her a monetary giving. That's not considered giving, unless there is a pruta. So by dine mamanis, there has to be a shavu pruta. But here, no. Teida, and I'll bring you raya that a get doesn't need an esin of a shavu pruta. The shalchum itam they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Kasvu al esurei hanoa kosher. If you write a get and esurei hanoa, it's kosher. Ah, esurei hanoa is not shavu anything. So it must be that he just gives the get. And even though the get is on niyar, on paper, that's a surei hana, it is still kosher. It must therefore be that you have to give the get, and you don't need to give a shavapruta, because surei hana is clearly not shavapruta. And if the get's a surei hana, it's still going to be a kosher get. Ad kan sugyas hagemara. And now we're going to launch into a discussion based on the Minchas Asher of Agon Rabbi Asher Weiss and Simon Lamed and Sefer An Gittin. In this din of Getcha Kosval Asurei Ano, that it's Kosher Lagarish Bo Isha, the Achronim have two kashas. Number one, the get has to belong to the husband, and like we see in our sugya, you need of a nosan. And we see in the poskim and the Rishonim that we learn from a pasuk that the get has to belong to the husband. He has to give her something that belongs to him. And in Esurei Hana, the get does not belong to the husband, according to those shitas Rishonim, that if something is Asur Bahana, it's not Shalom, it's not considered as if it belongs to you. That's question number one. So he's not giving her anything that belongs to him. Esurei Hana doesn't belong to him. And number two, even according to the Shitas Rishonim, that there is bailus in Esurei Hana, and therefore the get does belong to him nevertheless, how is she divorced the husband has to give her the get, v'nasan biyada, and we learn in Amud Beis, in Chaf Amud Beis, that if he said, this is your get, and the paper is mine, she is not divorced, because there's no nesina, and Esurei Hana is not Bar Hakna V'Zechia. A woman isn't Zoche. So it continues to remain in the possession of the Baal. So Surah Hana is like saying Vanir Shali. So question one is that he's not giving her anything that belongs to him. There's no Vinasan. Question number two is she's not getting anything. There's no Vinasan Biyada. If he says Hanayo Shali, if the paper is going to remain in my possession, she's not divorced because there's no Nasina here also. It's Surah Hana. He can't be makin' it to her. So since he can't be makin' it to her, this Surah Hana, he's not giving her anything, and therefore how's she divorced? So those are the two questions. Mitzad him, it's not his. And mitzad her, that she's not being caught in anything. The Ktsos, famously, in Simon Rei, Sifkat Nehei, says Bepashtus, that there is balas besure hana, but there's no zechia. That this woman can't be zoche in this esure hana. A person can't be zoche in esure hana. And according to this, he asked, only how is a woman Mizgaresh beget of Isurei Hana? She is in Zocha in the get. So the husband has Bailus, but the woman's not Zocha. So how is she divorced? And he was Mechadesh that we don't need Zechiah and Kinyan in a get. All you need in a get is Nesina. That's all you need in a get. You don't need Zechiah and Kinyan. All you need is Nesina. Because a woman is misgareshes, even Baal Karcha, and therefore we have to say that she doesn't have to be kona the get. You can't force somebody to be kona. A person doesn't want to be kona, they don't want to be kona, but here, there's no inyan of being kona. Here, it's just a maisa nesina. And since it's enough with nesina, it's kosher, even bisurei hana, even though there's no zechia in this surei hana, but there is nesina. Look there in the Ktsos and Simon Reis, Sifkat and Hay. And it would seem that the Ktsos is Lashitaso, because he says in Simon Tav Hey that there's Bailus Besure Hana, but there's no Zechi in Kinyan, because it's like a Darvish Einer Bershuso. And therefore he wasn't bothered by the fact that the get doesn't belong to the husband. Rather, he was just bothered by the fact that the woman can't be kona the get. And he was Metarates that you don't need a Kinyan. And with a get, all you need is Nesina. However, many Achronim held Bepashtus that there's no Bailus in a Surah Hana, and according to their Shita, it's Shver. That the get has to belong to the husband, and how are you going to give a get if you have no Bailus on the get? The husband's giving a get, and he has no Bailus on the get. So, B'muskel Rishon, it would seem that we could say that B'emes, the husband, the get doesn't have to belong to the husband. Rather, it only can't belong to somebody else. It can't be shel acherim. If that's the case, then it's not a problem here. It's not shel acherim. However, it seems from the Rush that you need the get belong mamish to the husband. Look at the lashon of the Rush, or listen to the lashon of the Rush. Ha'sofer yitein aklaf miyodov b'matana lebal debainan vekosav vinosan sheyehe haget shelo. So the sofer has to give the cloth from his hands and the matana to the husband, because the get has to be his. So you see from the Rosh, it's not just that it can't belong to somebody else, it mamash has to belong to the husband. Then we're back to our question of, how can he give us something that doesn't belong to him? Well, this doesn't belong to him. And it has to belong to him. According to the Rush, if it's a Surah Hana, and he has no Bailus, according to those who say that in a Surah Hana there's no Bailus, if he has no Bailus over this get, then how's he giving it? However, there is a makor in the Rishonim and Achronim for this svara that the get doesn't have to belong to the husband. Rather, it can't belong to the woman or to other people. And now we're going to explain. So there's a machlokas Rishonim explaining what Rava means when he says, Ilema Mishum Dechsiv Vekosav V'hacha Ikasva. If you're going to say that the problem with our gittin is that it says in the Torah Vekosav, and here she wrote it. So Tosis later on in Chof Beis Amid Beis writes that the Gemara isn't asking from the word Vekosav. It's asking on the end of the Pasuk. It says Vinasan. So it's mashma that it has to be his. Otherwise, it's not considered anasina. However, in the Meiri, it says that because of his mashma, that he's writing on his own. And also in the Sefer HaTrumah, the beginning of Seder HaGeti, writes that we learn from Vikasav that the get has to belong to the husband. In the Beis Yosef, the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf, writes both drachim. He writes two drachim. And the reason that the get has to belong to the husband, either because it says Vinasan, or because it says Vikasav. And the ikker, the shorish of this suffix, whether it's from Vikasav or Vinasan, is from the Gemara in Bava Basra and Kuf Samaches. The husband has to give the schar sofer because it says Vikasav in Nasan, and the suffix is the ikker drash alts Vikasav, or is it alts Vinasan? So Lechora would seem that if we learn from Vinasan that it has to be long to the husband, so then this Nesina would mean that he has to give something that's his, and he's the Bailim to give it to someone else. It's also possible that the gather of this Nesina isn't Stam Nesina, it's a Hakna, as some people learn. And according to this, it's Pashut that the get has to be the husband's, because how can he give something that's not his, and you can't be makne something that's not yours? But if we learn from Vikasav that it has to be belong to the husband, that the get has to belong to the husband, that's what we learn from Vikasav, like we saw one mahalach in the Rishonim. And we don't learn from Vinasan, because Vinasan doesn't mean an asina of Hakna or an asina Gemura. Just Stam an asina, not an asina that's predicated on Bailus. But rather we learn from Vikasav. So it could be that it doesn't mamish have to belong to the husband, because there's no mashmos in the word Vikasav that it belongs to the husband. Just like the Beis Yosef writes in explaining the Rush, Kaloimar, Kederech b'nei Adam shekosvim v'davar shushelahem, like the way people write and something that belongs to them. So we can say, according to this, possibly, that if the get belongs to someone else, it's possible, because you don't write on something that belongs to somebody else. But if it's a surah hanar hefker, there's no psul, because if it belongs to nobody, then you can write on it, there's no problem. According to this, it would emerge that this suffix, if the get has to belong mamish to the husband, or it's enough that it doesn't belong to other people, is totally in the two makaros of that the get has to be his. If it's vinesina, it has to mamish be his. But if it's ksiva, it's enough that it doesn't belong to somebody else, because derech is to write on things that belong to somebody else, on things that belong to nobody, just not things that belong to somebody else. So here, if the get belongs to nobody, if it's hefker, if it's a suri hana, there's no psul. In the Chidushim of the Ksav Sofer in Ar Sugya, he asks this kasha, that is Surah Anah of no Bailos, and therefore the get's not his, and why is it kasha be Surah Anah? And he answers that we don't need that the get be the husband's, rather that it shouldn't be others, and he was Medayik from the Beis Yosef that we read before, Kalamar Kedarash Me'adin Kosim Adavash Ushalayim, that the ikar is that it doesn't belong to somebody else, and that's enough. However, it would seem more logical that the get really does have to belong to the Baal Mamish. Like we saw earlier, a quote from the Rush, this is in his Seder HaGet, where he writes, Shehe HaGet Shelo. So it seems from that the get Mamish has to be his. That's the mashmos of the Lashon of the Rush. And now, like the Beis Yosef wanted to learn in the Rush that Kederach Shmiyadim Kosim Davar Shushalahem, And therefore it's not ma'akev that mamish belongs to him as long as it doesn't belong to somebody else. But the Rosh seems to say, Sheheh get shelo, that it's mamish his. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufchav Sif Aleph. So is Mashmud Beis Yosef, Behem Shech Dvarav, that even if we learn from Bekasav, it would also seem that we require that the get belong to the husband. And that it's not the derech, it's Mashmud Nershon, it's not the derech of people to write on a Dabar Hefker, it has to be his own. And according to this, we are again stuck. Why is a man allowed to give a get, a woman a get on a Surah Hana? I has no bailus on this Surah Hana. So there's another difficulty with the Svaras Achronim, that we don't require that the get belong to the husband. Because if so, if the get doesn't belong to the husband, what's the getter of this Nesina? Bishlam, if the woman would be kona of the get. So you can say that's the getter of the Nesina, that the husband gives his wife a get and she is kona through him. Like we find in Kiddushin that a man can be Makadesh, a woman with Gzela Achar Yeush, and it's Shini Rishus B'yado, she's Mikudeshes, even though it's not his, but since through him she's Kona this Kiddushin, she's married, so here also she's Kona the Get, she'd be divorced. However, a woman doesn't need to be Kona the Get, she's Misgareshes Baal Korcha, and even Besurei Hana. So what's this Nesina? We also can't say that the Nesina is that he's giving her something Lahana Asa, because it's Kasher B'Surei Hana. That's also considered Nesina Seget, that's not Lahana Asa. And you also can't say that it's that the gather of this Nesina is Be'etzem Aysa Nesina, that he's just giving it into her hand before. Because if that's the case, why is the get not Kasher when it's hers? We see in our sugya and later on in Amud Beis, in the case of Hayu Muchzak and Betavla. So, what is the gather of this Nesina? If the get doesn't belong to the husband, what type of Nesina is it? If Pshat Nesina is that he's giving her something and she's being koned through him, but she's not. She doesn't have to be kona the get. She's misgareshes baal korcha. And it can't be she's giving her something lahana asa, because there's no hana here. And it can't be that the etzem aysa nesina is what's going on over here, because if that was all you needed was an etzem aysa nesina, then even if the get was hers, she should be divorced. So rather, we're forced to say that the nesina is that he gives her something that belongs to him, even though she doesn't have to be kona it. Nevertheless, we require that the husband on his side give a Nesina Gemura, that if she would want, in theory, she could be Kona this. And therefore, if the paper remains his, it doesn't help. Because he has to give her something that if she wants, she could be Kona it. If he keeps the paper for himself, just gives it to her, keeps the paper for himself, it's no good. So that's the gather of the Nesina. That only works if he gives something that's his. But if it's Hefker, then how is this Geder Shaykh? She could take it just like he can. So it must be that the Get must belong to him. So that's a difficulty in those Achronim who learn that the Get doesn't have to belong to the husband, but the Get has to belong to the husband. That's the whole Geder of the Nesina. The Nesina is that he's giving her something that belongs to him. Otherwise, what's the Nesina here? So that is part one of our shir. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue next time, Bli Neder, Ezer Hashem, with part two. to try to go deeper into this whole yesod of divorcing a woman with the Surei Hanoah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.